Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now let's find out what's going on. Joining us is Nancy Perzrocki, who is the Delta County Clerk, and today is Election Day. It's primary for president.
Yes.
How are things doing? You've been open now for nearly 2 hours.
Yes. Yep. And it's going well. A couple minor things this morning, easy to fix before the polls opened, and it's all going very well. So
minor just here, things?
Just with our laptop and logging into it.
Okay.
Very minor. Otherwise, everything is going very well, and encouraging everybody to get out and vote. Exercise your right to vote, and the polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. Hopefully, you get in there before 8. So,
my wife was number 2 at our polling place, but she did come by about 20 after 7. I said, wow, you got there early. She said, yeah, she was number 2.
Well,
so you get the number, you kind of find out where you're at.
Yes,
In line there. Yep. Now, I do have a question based on a statewide story that I saw.
Okay.
Because obviously we're voting by party for presidential candidates.
Yes.
On the Democratic side, they're talking about an uncommitted. How do you vote uncommitted?
Well, on both sides, there's uncommitted. There's candidates. There's 4 candidates on the Democratic ballot, and then there's uncommitted, which means you're voting for. Right now, we're voting
like none
for
of the above kind of
electoral
thing?
Votes.
Okay.
And so, if you're voting uncommitted, you're not requiring that electoral person to vote for any particular candidate. Candidates drop off. Like on the Republican mm-hmm. side, there's 7 candidates, but really there's only 2 left in the race right now.
Would be Donald Trump and Nikki Haley.
Haley, yes. So,
and then on the Democratic side, you said there's 4?
There's 4. There's Biden.
President Biden, yeah.
Yes, President Biden. There's Phillips, Williamson, and one other one.
Okay.
Don't remember what it is. So there's, you know, there's candidates on both ballots, but, you know, whether they're actual candidates or not.
Well, it did make national news today about the uncommitted vote on the Democratic side, and it's being kind of promoted in the Detroit area for protest on the Israeli-Hamas war.
Okay.
And that is the reason they're given. Of course, with Hamtramck down there, there's a lot of Palestinians that live in that area, and so that's the reason that I guess that they've been kind of promoting that or looking at it.
Okay.
So that's why I was asking how that might work.
Yeah, that is on the ballot, so it is an option.
How did the early voting go? You had 9 days of early voting.
Yep. The process itself went very well. We were up and going for the 9 days, starting a week ago Saturday, and the process itself went very well. We only had 178 voters that turned out to vote during early voting, so that's like a 0.5% of our registered voters.
Okay.
So it was pretty costly to do this for a 0.5% voter turnout, and the turnout was pretty low across the state. So I look at it as being like a practice election, but everything went smoothly as far as the whole process, and people got to vote early. So.
I'm going to assume the overall turnout, even for today, is going to be very low compared to normal elections.
Compared to the regular elections,
simply
yes.
Because there's not much competition,
right,
on either side.
Yep, and there are 2 ballots. It's basically there's 2 elections going on, one for the Democratic Party and one for the Republican Party. So when you go into the precinct, you do have to choose which ballot you want. You don't have to be registered as either party. It doesn't tie you to having to vote that way in the future. It's just when you come in to vote, there's 2 ballots, so you have to let the election workers know which ballot you want.
So do not give the election workers a hard time.
It's not there. They're only following the rules. So
right, because that, of course, is the always every year or every election for a primary, the biggest complaint or question from voters that want to do it like November when you can't, you know.
Right. So that's the biggest thing is you just have to let them know which ballot you want. And you're welcome to either ballot. It's just that you have to let us know because you only get one ballot.
Okay.
So, all right. So
anything
get
else,
out and vote.
Nancy?
Nope, that's it.
All right. And then now all the precincts are open, so it's not going to Wells Township like you did with the early voting.
Right.
So where you normally vote is where you go to vote.
Yes, right? Today, yes.
And you have until 8 o'clock tonight.
Yes. And then our results will be available starting somewhere around 8:30, I would say, if you want to start watching on our website. Which is deltacountymi.gov. deltacountymi.gov.
Right.
Yes, it changed.
Nancy Brzezraki is Delta County Clerk. Thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at hometownescanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.